From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There are newscasters, there are anchormen, and then there was Walter Cronkite. The journalist who is known as the most trusted man in America died this evening at the age of 92. For nearly two decades at CBS News, Cronkite told tens of millions of Americans, that's the way it is. And in the most contentious of times, Americans believed in his fairness, even if a perfect objectivity was something he did not claim to possess.
No human being could possibly go through life totally impartial about everything that came along. But the mark of a journalist, if there's anything that makes us a profession instead of a trade or a craft, it's that we do have an ethic.
NPR's David Folkenflik has this appreciation of Walter Cronkite.
It's been more than a generation since Walter Cronkite left the anchor's desk of the CBS Evening News, and at the time of his death, he was still known by many as Uncle Walter, the ultimate reliable source, the nation's narrator, and the standard by which all other TV news anchors are judged. Take the horrific news he confronted just 19 months into the job. Cronkite rushed to air and calmly led viewers through terrible tragedy with simple, declarative sentences.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
Cronkite choked up on camera, ever so briefly, as he took off his reading glasses to check the time.
It was a very effective moment, and it's been rerun 1,000 times.
Longtime Cronkite friend, Andy Rooney of CBS.
If Walter had had his choice, he would have suppressed those tears because he hated to reveal himself as an emotional person.
Yet ultimately, Cronkite's composure and mastery throughout the day, and those that followed, inspire no little awe even now. Retired CBS News foreign correspondent Tom Fenton.
The old joke, you know, the secret in this business of broadcast news is credibility. If you can fake that, you got it made. But Walter didn't have to fake it.
As a young reporter for the United Press Wire Service, Cronkite covered the combat of World War II up close and was later hired by Edward R. Murrow for CBS. He became anchor of the CBS Evening News in 1962, and it expanded to a half hour. Cronkite loved perfecting what he called the magic, the 6 minutes a night that he was visible on the air delivering the news, endlessly polishing his copy and timing his delivery for what became the company's top-rated newscast.
Segment 1.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There are newscasters, there are anchormen, and then there was Walter Cronkite. The journalist who is known as the most trusted man in America died this evening at the age of 92. For nearly two decades at CBS News, Cronkite told tens of millions of Americans, that's the way it is. And in the most contentious of times, Americans believed in his fairness, even if a perfect objectivity was something he did not claim to possess.
No human being could possibly go through life totally impartial about everything that came along. But the mark of a journalist, if there's anything that makes us a profession instead of a trade or a craft, it's that we do have an ethic.
Segment 2.
NPR's David Folkenflik has this appreciation of Walter Cronkite.
It's been more than a generation since Walter Cronkite left the anchor's desk of the CBS Evening News, and at the time of his death, he was still known by many as Uncle Walter, the ultimate reliable source, the nation's narrator, and the standard by which all other TV news anchors are judged. Take the horrific news he confronted just 19 months into the job. Cronkite rushed to air and calmly led viewers through terrible tragedy with simple, declarative sentences.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
Segment 3.
Cronkite choked up on camera, ever so briefly, as he took off his reading glasses to check the time.
It was a very effective moment, and it's been rerun 1,000 times.
Longtime Cronkite friend, Andy Rooney of CBS.
If Walter had had his choice, he would have suppressed those tears because he hated to reveal himself as an emotional person.
Yet ultimately, Cronkite's composure and mastery throughout the day, and those that followed, inspire no little awe even now. Retired CBS News foreign correspondent Tom Fenton.
The old joke, you know, the secret in this business of broadcast news is credibility. If you can fake that, you got it made. But Walter didn't have to fake it.
Segment 4.
As a young reporter for the United Press Wire Service, Cronkite covered the combat of World War II up close and was later hired by Edward R. Murrow for CBS. He became anchor of the CBS Evening News in 1962, and it expanded to a half hour. Cronkite loved perfecting what he called the magic, the 6 minutes a night that he was visible on the air delivering the news, endlessly polishing his copy and timing his delivery for what became the company's top-rated newscast.